quickly, and tears fell, cold and slick, down her cheeks. She dashed her hand across her eyes, but when her vision cleared, it was Trevor's face she saw again. A pretty face. Indeed, its finely chiselled features almost too pretty for a man. She saw his hooded pale green eyes were darker now as he stalked her. His lashes were too long and thick for a man, her sister Elizabeth had told her. But perhaps if she birthed a daughter, she would have her father's beautiful eyes and lashes. Trevor had followed her to the portrait gallery in the east wing of Monmouth Abbey, where she painted when the weather was fine. That day she'd wanted to copy a portrait of Isolde, the 16th-century countess who'd once caught the eye of Henry VIII. Sabrina forgot about her work quickly enough when Trevor had shown himself. She could clearly hear him say again, "Don't fight me, my little Sabrina. You've led me a merry chase, and I'm not a particularly patient man. But you were different. You have teased me, made me want to shatter the illusion of innocence you've cloaked yourself in. But the chase is now over. No more of your clever games. I know why you came to this isolated gallery. Your plan is perfect. Come to me now. Tell me how much you want me." She was pressed hard against her great-grandfather's picture frame. She could retreat no farther. Reason. She had to make him see reason. "You have mistaken me, Trevor. I am your sister-in-law. You are newly married to Elizabeth. She is your wife. I have not tried to attract you. I have not wanted you to chase me. I don't want you and never have. I'm not lying or playing games. Please, leave me alone. I came here only to study a portrait, but I wish to paint." He smiled at her, saying nothing. She wasn't blind. There was raw hunger in his eyes, but also something else. Determination. He wouldn't listen to reason, not Trevor. He heard only what he wanted to hear, saw only what he wanted to see. There were always servants about, but she'd neither seen nor heard a single one since Trevor had come. She allowed the contempt she felt for him to come out. "Listen to me, Trevor. Elizabeth is your wife. She trusts you. My grandfather trusts you. I haven't trusted you, but that doesn't matter." He laughed, his head tilted to one side. His light green eyes were filled with more hunger than just the moment before. "You look lovely in that dark grey gown. I would have thought it would make you pale, but it doesn't. It must be that beautiful auburn hair of yours. You do have beautiful hair, you know, Sabrina. I've watched you shake your head, making that glorious hair of yours fall around your shoulders when you knew I was looking at you. As sinful as a woman's red lips, your hair." He was not a large man, but he was still considerably larger and stronger than she was. What to do? She was very angry now and shook her fist at him. "Listen to me, Trevor. Stop it. I have done nothing to attract you. The truth is I don't even like you. That's right. I wish you had never come, but there was no choice, was there? There was no direct male heir, so Grandfather was forced to recognize you, his brother's grandson. Leave me alone, Trevor. Go away." When she tried to walk by him because he hadn't moved an inch, he just stood there smiling at her.
"Oh yes, you're right, Sabrina,"
he said, his voice lower, softer, slippery as her satin sash. She shuddered.
"But everything will be mine once that damned old relic has shucked off his mortal coil. It shouldn't be much longer now. Soon all this will be mine. Elizabeth will soon call me her lord, her master, as will you, Sabrina. I like those words from a soft mouth when I reach my pleasure. Ah, yes, and a warm woman's breath on my flesh, it heightens the experience. You know I would have preferred to wed you, but it was not to be. The old earl forced me on Elizabeth. Elizabeth was older, she must wed first. It was only fair, he said. The old fool didn't want me to have you, truth be told. No, I couldn't have you as my wife, but you are still here, and we can be together."
As he leaned toward her, she pressed her palms against his chest, shoving as hard as she could.
"Get away from me, Trevor! Get away! I shall scream! The servants will obey me, not you!"
He laughed, now so close to her face that she could smell on his breath the turtle soup he'd eaten for luncheon.
"Yell yourself hoarse, Sabrina. No one is about to hear you, but you already knew that, didn't you? Ah, I feel you trembling, my pet."
"I'm not your damned pet, you bastard!"
His fingertips brushed lightly over her cheek. She rammed her fist as hard as she could into his belly. As she felt the soft flesh give,